if you can share with our listeners some of your recollections, some stories with Congressman Gibbons, we'd appreciate it.
Well, first and foremost, of course, he accomplished so much in his public career in his years in Congress, but I think his primary legacy will be the founding of the University of South Florida. He served in the Florida legislature during a period when the pork chop gang of North Florida legislators were in control, and yet he worked with them to get the legislation passed for this new university. And since that time, we've all been trying to explain to our friends all around the country that, yes, the University of South Florida is in West Florida. It's not really in South Florida, but that was because when this university was founded, it was the first public university south of Gainesville. So he fought for that. He got it done, and he has watched the university grow, or he watched the university grow throughout the years, and I think he was very proud when the alumni named the Alumni Center in his honor and his wife Martha's honor as well.
Well, as you know, his legacy goes beyond just USF. He was in Congress for more than 30 years.
Absolutely.
Never lost an election, which is quite a feat in itself. I can't think of
unbelievable.
I can't think of any other politician who could put that on his resume. What do you think his secret was?
Sam Gibbons always remembered that all politics is local. He handled the war on poverty legislation for Lyndon Johnson, and he made sure that as those initial programs like Head Start and Model Cities were started, that they were started in his own backyard. We had the very first Head Start program here in Tampa, and then a lot of the other programs followed. So he was always very conscious of that national movement and the national mood, but he took very good care of his home community. In addition to the war on poverty and that legislation, of course, he was a champion of economic development and had more to do with the growth of the Port of Tampa than any other single person. So he was very mindful of yes, the spirit of and the changes nationally, but he was also very conscientious about his district and his community.
Well, during his conversation with John F. Germany in July, a couple of times he lamented the lack of civility in Washington, the hyper-partisanship. And he kind of espoused a bipartisanship that seems to have gone by the wayside. Do you think this has maybe just become an antiquated notion, or was it just a reflection of his personality that he could go across the aisle to get things done?
Well, I think it was two things. I think his personality coming out of his experience in the Second World War and that Greatest Generation, and of course he was a part of the book that Tom Brokaw wrote, and he used Sam as one of his examples. I think he came out of a generation that wanted to give back so much that when they arrived in the Congress or other public offices, they thought of a broader solutions to our challenges. So personally, I think he genuinely reflected that kind of a bipartisan attitude. But secondly, I think that Congress as a whole was much more interested in getting things done, in moving the country forward. And it was only in his later years when he decided to leave the Congress. That was really the beginning of an ugly period where partisanship played a much larger role than most of us think that it should.
Anything else you'd like to tell us
about?
Well,
I would just also offer that while I was president, of course, Sam and his family agreed to give all of his papers to the USF library, and I recall the day when a massive truckload of boxes arrived, and it's only been recently in the last year that all of those papers have now been organized, they've been digitized, and there's a treasure trove of information that will be available to students, undergraduate students and graduate students alike, to go through that marvelous period that Sam spent, a period of leadership in the Congress, and it's sitting right here in our USF library.
So his legacy lives on.
It surely does.
All right. Ms. Castor, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.